Hi, you guys. Nice to see you again. This is Richard Sachs. I'm your host on Lost Arts Radio, and this is Lost Arts Radio Live, which is a short show we do every week on Saturday afternoon just to review events of the past week in the news and important things going on in the U.S. where we are and the rest of the world. Just obviously choosing a few of them to look at and see what they mean for our everyday lives and about the pattern that's going on in the world events. And there's a lot to look at this week, obviously probably about 50 times as much as I have time to go over, actually. So I guess one of the things that just strikes me this week is the project to brainwash and confuse and control and re-educate and just, you know, twist the perception of the public really continues to escalate. And there was a great show on the new show that I can't mention if I don't want to get banned by the bots right away, but you know what it is. That the initials of the guy that runs it is AJ. And I really recommend that anybody that wants a good comprehensive source of national and quite a bit of world news from the U.S. and other places should watch this show. And even though it's banned on all the major news channels, there are still places to get it, which we'll talk about as delicately as we can so that we don't get kicked out. But on Friday, the show really went into what's going on with the smartphones and the other devices. And the plan that's been escalated now and is supposed to happen within the next 3 months, I don't know if it will make it, excuse me, but the plan is to activate chips and components that are already in all the major phones like Apple and pretty much all the other major manufacturers. And they're part of kind of a brilliant comprehensive plan to escalate control to the next level. And what it is right now, you know, sites are being banned. That's where the censorship program has gotten to so far. First with the site that I mentioned, the big news site, because it was too accurate and talking about, well, it was exposing parts of the agenda that was really irritating to the global rulers. So they finally just got together and in one day they coordinated kicking it off of all these major platforms, each one of which said, no, we never talked to each other. There was no collusion. We don't ban anybody except for, you know, absolute extreme hate speech and incitement to violence and murder of, you know, innocent people and beating up children and all these things they just make up about whoever they want, starting with the person that I just mentioned. And in fact, it was really amazing with him. They even showed him beating up a child by getting a report of this incident that happened in, I think, in the Midwest somewhere of the United States. And this kind of crazy, confused child was beating up an adult that he just met. He just came up to him and started hitting him in the face. And the adult eventually got tired of that and pushed him away. And the kid fell down on the ground and started screaming and saying, "You're going to prison." And he was being trained to be, you know, one of the new activists, I guess. And so the news media took that guy, put Alex's face on it, and said, Alex beats up children, and this is one of the many reasons, plus all the hate speech that we're kicking him off. And people who don't really understand what's wrong with that approach think, oh, well, of course, we want everybody to be nice and no hate speech and everything. But what they don't understand is that anything that you say that is not approved by the rulers is just labeled hate speech and you're gone. So I think they kind of laugh that we would go along with that kind of thing. The people that think they're liberals say, yeah, the conservatives are all hate speech and ban all them. And the conservatives, the ones who are not too bright, say, yeah, that's true about the liberals, ban them. And there's nobody left. It's just not very smart. We shouldn't fall for that. It happened in Soviet Russia and in 1930s, late 30s Germany, and a lot of other places in China. Of course, it's going on today, and in many Middle Eastern countries that are run by religious dictators, it happens there, of course. So in order to make this plan really have the most effect and have censorship, you know, just completely restrict the scope of our lives. They had to get us dependent on computers first, which happened. I don't know if you noticed that, but the whole world is, in the last few decades, just become totally dependent on computers for everything. And individuals, too, in their daily lives are using them all the time. Then they had to do the step of moving it from computer dependency, which they still left in place, to smartphone dependency. And that's been really completed to a large extent in the last few years. And now you have people walking around in the street, running into walls and falling into fountains and running out into traffic because they don't notice the outside world anymore. They're living inside the screen of the smartphone. So that was the next check mark off the list accomplished. And then once you're dependent on the smartphone for all your communications and your news and everything from the weather report to the time of the local movie playing, now they've got control. And so anything that you do on social media, which is given to you to expose all your views on everything so that the surveillance agencies just have it done for them and they don't even have to pay you to do that, then they find out it, just like this Chinese social score that they brought it out as an idea recently, that's being developed for the U.S. too. To a large extent, it's already here because your social media activity shows what your political beliefs are, what your religious beliefs are, what your, you know, your ideas about everything are, and who your friends are and who you talk to and all that kind of stuff. So if you do anything that's not approved, they would be banning the worst, in their mind, the most problematic sites and channels on YouTube and things like that for recommending things that were not in line with what the system approved. And now they're talking about in the next 3 months going a big step up from that and putting, activating apparently components that are already in the smartphones that if you try to search the wrong site, it'll come up lifetime in your phone, connect to a monitor basically that you have. They call it a fact checker. They're these buzzwords that fool a lot of people. And just like people think, well, hate speech is bad. You know, it's great that they're banning all these things that are hate speech until they find out they got labeled as hate speech and now they're banned too. And they say, wait a minute, maybe hate speech is not what I thought. Maybe it's anything they want to get rid of. And it's like, bingo, you win the prize. And, you know, you just missed it for all the years up to now, but now you're starting to wake up to it. And, that's why hate speech laws are absolutely, you know, disastrous for any society. And you can't make up for a lack of character in a society with laws anyway. I mean, you can have laws against murder and things like that, but unless there are people who have good motives in charge of the system, it's going to be misapplied and you get innocent people intentionally arrested for murder and given the death penalty and everything because of the quality of those in charge. So the real crisis there behind all the others is the lack of character and the motive of people who at the very top, above the level that, well, I mean, in the corporate and government agency level, the motivation is about money and power and prestige and inside stock trading deals and things like that. But that's not the upper level. That's the one we see. And then above that, it's all being engineered on a much more sophisticated level. And at that point in the power structure, it's not about money at all. Money and power are not the concerns at the top. They already control the money system. And they think it's a big joke when they convince people through socialist and communist philosophies that, well, we're just going to make all the really bad rich people pay for everything. I think that new senator, the kid from New York, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who changed her name from Sandy because it didn't sound ethnic enough, I guess. And she says, well, obviously, we're just going to have government take the money from the evil rich people who shouldn't have it anyway and redistribute it, this basic communist idea, to the people who deserve it, which is all you wonderful working people who are all nice and friendly and love everybody. And then it's going to be great. It's going to be basically utopia, and they give it different names. But what the people who fall for that system in all the different times don't understand is that the people on the top of the system who are making it wonderful and fair for everybody, they become the new tyrants. And they become the new ultra-rich elite. And everybody else gets equality, which is a big talking point of that system. But it's equality at the level of bare survival or below. So it's not brilliant to go in that direction. But the people who aren't educated and don't understand much and, you know, are being helped along toward complete obliviousness by modern education, they think, wow, why didn't we think of that? Free stuff for everybody, that should solve the world's problems. And it would if there was any such thing. But that old saying that there's no free lunch just means you don't ever, it doesn't mean you don't ever get a lunch and not have to pay for it, because that happens all the time. It just means somebody paid for it. And so when you're talking about free stuff for everybody, that's a contradiction in terms. And that's kind of a really simple way to understand why the communist socialist approach is suicidal. But people usually don't understand that until everybody's starving and eating their pets and stuff like that. And it was funny, recently Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez put on something on Twitter about why are they so afraid of a socialist economy? Because, you know, after all, in a socialist economy, everybody's rich, right? And they all got their money free, and they don't have to work, and they get guaranteed income by the government, and the government just decides who does what, you know, to make it most efficient. And it's what, in other words, is called technocracy. And the president's son tweeted back, well, the reason they don't like socialist economy is because Americans want to walk their dogs, not eat them. And she just got all upset about that. It's like these terrible racist, you know, homophobic elite class telling me that it's about eating your dogs when I'm just trying to make everybody rich by giving them all free money. I think people like that honestly don't understand. And they just get mad if what they think is questioned. They're not willing to think it through because it's an ego thing about who's right, not what's right. And as long as the ego is the main priority, there's no real discussion at all. It's a waste of time. So anyway, the next step in the surveillance through the technology, according to Alex, is that you'll put in a site that you want to search on your phone, and it'll trigger an alert to a real-time fact checker who comes back, and hundreds of thousands of these people monitoring all of our use of the internet, and they'll come back and say, did you know that was a hate site? And if you continue trying to log into it, you could be reported for, I don't know what, terrorist activity or something. Excuse me. So it'll get to that point, and then they'll start just taking out the sites that are not approved. And in the end, they're supposed to be about 1,000 sites left out of the billions that are there now, and the same on the channels like YouTube and things like, well, YouTube would probably be a lot bigger, because anything that's just entertainment and light, not threatening to the power structure, will probably stay there, because they want people diverted in entertainment as long as it doesn't threaten anything that they're trying to push. But on the main sites, they think about 1,000 sites left in total. And they'll probably be all paid sites anyway, like Netflix kind of a situation. So that's where it's going, and it's being sped up now. And I think the reason it's being sped up is because they're worried that people might be starting to get aware. And they tried to censor Alex's site, and they took it off YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and all the big social media platforms all at once. And of course, totally by coincidence, there was no collusion or anything. And that was the first big one. By the way, if you want to benefit from seeing that news show, which I would highly recommend, because you don't know how long it's even going to be in existence, You can still see it on BitChute. I think I can say that without being banned right away. And there's a private guy there whose first name is Ron, R-O-N, and his last name is Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N. So you go to his channel on BitChute. BitChute is B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E. I don't know where that name came from, but that's what it's called. You go to Ron Gibson channel, and it's got all of that particular band news broadcast 6 days a week, and it's actually expanding. It's got more viewers than it's ever had before. It's just not reaching as many new people because they don't know where to find it. But now you do. And on Ron's channel on BitChute, he takes out the main station breaks, so it's a lot quicker to watch it. Very valuable to know about as long as it's available. So anyway, that was the first big one to ban off the major media. And then thousands of others were started after that were kicked off. Anybody that was broadcasting content that was considered constitutional or nationalist or Christian or anti-religion that's trying to take over the world that starts with I, or anything pro the president or in favor of Julian Assange, that was kicked off because Julian Assange was, you know, exposing all the crimes of the Clintons and the Bushes before that, and just doing an incredible service, and is now still basically in jail and in an embassy where he's been for, I think, 7.5 years, something like that, not getting good treatment. This is another big mistake, I think, of the current president in America, that he should have pardoned Julian Assange immediately. But any site that says it's anti-censorship, anti-transgender, or anti-gender confusion, or anti-illegal immigration, or not anti-immigration, anti-illegal immigration, they're totally different issues. Natural self-healing sites are being kicked off. Anybody who's anti-drug and injection, I won't even say the V word, it's too dangerous right now, and anti-corrupt politicians, any of those channels and sites, and pretty soon to include any private site that's really big. And you guys probably know the biggest site on YouTube right now in the whole world is a guy named PewDiePie, P-E-W-D-I-E-P-I-E, who's caught, you know, practically the whole world following him, especially young people. And he's a video game person, so he's not really very threatening, but he's the biggest in the world. And if he ever became aware of what was going on in the world and the plan to wipe out life on our planet, which is literally what it is, he would be dangerous to the establishment. So he's under attack now because of his size. So Alex suggested, and I thought it's a good idea, everybody in the world should subscribe to his channel, P-E-W-D-I-E-P-I-E, since it's being attacked, and all the other really big ones will be similarly assaulted too. And with the goal of getting it down to 1,000 sites, more or less, of government and industry. So within 3 months, they expect to activate these chips and require them in all the phones and even the other devices. And they will actually come online monitoring your phone and your computer in real time and tell you you can't go to certain sites and that you could be penalized and punished for even trying to go to them. It's going to be a new stage in control. Especially also devices in your house and office like Alexa, Google Assist, and other ones that are there for your convenience, right? Like the internet, like everything else. And they're listening to everything you do in your house. So my suggestion is if you have one of those, get rid of it immediately. Don't give it to anybody because it's not a good thing to have. Just get rid of it. And don't get another one, because those things listen to you all the time. They can listen through walls. They report what they hear to central authorities that we don't even know how extensive they are. And they will categorize you just like the Chinese social score, and they have all the information to do that. They'll transmit pictures of you and recordings, and when they're turned off, they're turned on. And the reason we know that is they've been used now in court cases to gather information on one particular murder that we heard about. And the people who owned it said, no, sorry, we didn't get anything because it was turned off. And the manufacturer of the device had to say, well, yeah, it's never, the turned off is just to fool the owner. It's always turned on. And the fact-checking agencies will be coming in. And that's another thing like hate speech, fact-checker. They're doing now that now to the president all the time because they just say, well, we had a fact-checker look at it and it's false. He's lying. He's lying about everything. The fact-checker said he hasn't said anything true for 2 years. And we know that's true because it's from a fact-checker. And the public actually falls for that. Because you could be a fact checker if you want and just say, no, that's not true, and not even know it about it. I'm sure you wouldn't do that, but the authorities would do it. And this is meant to step to the next stage of the Internet of Things, which means that every item and every living thing, actually, and every non-living item is meant to be part of this network to complete the surveillance and control grid. And simultaneous with increasing life-destroying radiation that's coming out of everything having RF radiation in it. So it's not a very friendly plan. And I just mentioned that in America, as I said, one of the big blind spots of the president is he sees the Internet of Things as a great source of jobs and prosperity, and that it would, it's true that it would provide a lot of jobs, but they'd all be working for the spy grid. So he seems to be unaware of Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and as Rosa Corey described it, it's a total inventory and control of every item on the planet. And it's all wireless, obviously, because it's all communicating by chips, eventually injected chips into you, which is a really good thing to avoid as long as you can, hopefully permanently. But even if it's just on you, on devices that are in you, there'll be device in every piece of clothing you have and your shoes. I mean, everything that you buy in the store will have a chip and a transmitter and a number that identifies it so that every item of everything can be tracked everywhere. And the chips are getting more sophisticated. They'll be able to pick up sound and conversations and pictures at some point. And that's the Internet of Things. So that's what one of the many blind spots of the president in the U.S. And it's relevant to the rest of the world for many reasons, even if you're not in America right now, which a lot of you aren't. The reason is that America happened to be a country that was founded on the idea that government is there to protect the freedoms of the people. And that's the only reason. It's not there to control you. It's not there to steal your money. It's not there to decide whether what you're doing is fair and somebody else should have what you have because it wasn't fair. No, that's communism, basically. And in America, the idea, even though it hasn't been lived up to completely yet, it still could be. And that's why it's a threat to the world rulers, because they want the opposite on the way to their destruction agenda. So if we were to see that finally happen, that the country is again run where the government is just there to protect the people's rights, that could be an incredible example to the rest of the world. And really, in my opinion, that's real foreign aid. You know, that's the most powerful to lead by example. And instead, financial foreign aid is from voluntary charity groups because they're giving money that they want to give. For government to do it by force, by stealing it from the people, is not legitimate. It's not constitutional. The federal government has no authority to do anything like that. And in America, the other thing that's important is that in the Constitution, it has something called a list of enumerated powers. And those are the things that the federal government is allowed to do, and anything not specifically in that list, it says right there at the end of it that the rest of it is things that the people or possibly the state governments have the rights to do, but not the federal government. And so one that it absolutely has no right to do at all is financial foreign aid, and there's no reason for it. because voluntary foreign aid from charity groups, private ones, are all money that people want to share. The government giving foreign aid is political scams to get certain things done, and they don't have any right to do it. And the private ones have generosity behind them. So the current president of America, and actually of every country in the world, even China, they're supposed to be honoring those principles, because whether they're in a constitution or not doesn't make any difference. In the Declaration of Independence in America, it said that the inalienable rights of everybody, doesn't matter what country you live in, come from God. They come from nature. You're born with them. So it's not from the government. Therefore, the government can't take them away. And even if you're a totally totalitarian country where none of the rights are recognized, the idea of the founders of America was, you have those rights anyway. It doesn't matter. Well, it matters in the sense that your life's not going to be as much fun if the government's trying to kill you for exercising your rights. But the idea in America is that you have those and they can't ever be taken away. So this is a big blind spot of the current president. And the reason I say it's a blind spot is because other actions that he's doing indicate that his motive is not to be a tyrant. It's not to take away people's rights. It's not anything like that. He's doing things to protect people's rights against authority, which are so astounding that the media in America, which works for the main corporate cartel, is working 24 hours, 7 days a week to convince people as much as possible that he's a monster and has to be removed from power and or killed. That would be fine, too. They've had Kathy Griffin on mainstream TV, remember, held up a bloody head of the president. I mean, that should just be unbelievable to the whole population of the world that saw that. But people have gotten used to it, and a lot of them are thinking, oh, wow, he must be really terrible. How could such a terrible person have gotten into power? And we've got to get rid of him. And yeah, if he was killed, it would be a good thing. They're just going along with the hypnosis. And people understand how the rulers work. If they say something is really terrible, you need to pay attention because it's probably something really good for you. And if they say something is extremely necessary and good, it may be something deadly. So that's why I say I really trust government and industry to tell us what to do. As long as you just remember, in most cases, to reverse it, it's usually really good guidance. So if the president in the U.S. were to start following strictly all the constitutional principles of the American founders and protecting the freedoms of the individual people, how would we see what's going on? Well, Internet of Things clearly is a complete violation of the freedoms of the people, because you don't protect people's freedoms by making them sick. And it's deadly dangerous. That's been shown. It's come up in congressional hearings, and they just ignore it and go forward because they're under the control of industry, and the industry has, what they say, captured the agencies that are supposed to be that they're supposed to be regulating. And the telecom industry's 5G rollout is a clear violation of everybody's rights. It's therefore unconstitutional, illegal. The heads of the telecom industry should be indicted and arrested and held accountable for that. It's probably mass crimes, some kind of a genocide crime against humanity. Because again, you don't protect people's freedoms by allowing them to be made sick by that. And similarly, if you're really looking at things as they are, not as people have gotten used to, and just kind of gotten dull and thinking, well, what TV programs are on tonight, and is my sports team winning? And amazingly, our attention just stays on that kind of stuff. And, oh, maybe we could go to a restaurant tonight. It's going to be great. And that kind of thing. And whatever's happening step by step to destroy the country or the world is like in the distance. And as long as things look kind of normal around us, because our perception's not that great anymore, then we don't notice. But we got to change that. or else it's going to continue to get worse. So if you take that really sharp, clear perception and apply it to other things, you look at toxic agriculture, where they're using chemical fertilizers and pesticides and GMOs and things that were never necessary. That was all a scam. Modern businesses, like, if you can convince somebody to believe in, support, or buy what you're doing, and they, even if it's illegal, if you don't pay as much penalty as the profit you make, that's good business. That philosophy made worldwide is planetary suicide. And when it gets familiar enough, people have a hard time even recognizing it, but it's still true. You know, in agriculture, some Rachel Carson and the people who came after the real environmentalists, not the fake ones that are all over the place now, but the real environmentalists understood that, yeah, pesticides are really terrible, but why do they appear to be necessary? It's a lot like so-called medicine, because in agriculture, the reason pesticides appear to be necessary for the most part is because of chemical fertilizers, that farmers and gardeners are using chemical fertilizers instead of knowing how to take care of the soil for real, using the mulches and rock dust and things that they need to do. And so they put chemical fertilizer thinking it's much more efficient, it's going to make things get bigger, you know, it's got all these, farmers think it's going to save the world and all that, which is all nonsense. And then the plants get unbalanced nutrition, they're not good for the people and animals that eat them, and the insects and disease in nature are programmed to go wipe out the inferior plants. That's their job. It's not some kind of mistake of God to have made insects. And they come and wipe out the crop because it's been fed on chemical fertilizer instead of real food for plants. And so the chemical fertilizers are as much to be demonized as the pesticides, and neither one was ever needed. It was a business idea at the expense of the whole biosphere. And either we're going to wake up to it, or it's one of many things that can end life on the planet. And it's pretty important stuff. The use of these things, the poisons and the GMOs, they violate everybody's rights. And you got a right, an unalienable right, not to be poisoned, not to be given cancer or other diseases that will later, by the doctors who are brainwashed too, be blamed on genetics or germs or things like that. Similarly, remember I said that agriculture is similar to medicine, very much. And our body is like the soil in the agriculture. So the monopoly of the drug, toxic drug and injection-based medicine, I'm not going to say the V word, but you know what I'm talking about, violates everybody's rights for the same reasons. And so does the use of deadly technologies for generating electricity, like nuclear power plants. Even a third grader who looked at the pros and cons of starting to build nuclear power plants would know, well, that would be really stupid. You know, eventually they're going to melt down or have some kind of problem. And if enough of them do that, they make the planet uninhabitable. So that is not brilliant. And yet you've got these supposedly brilliant scientists who developed them and are overseeing them. And many of them are so specialized in their expertise, they don't have a grasp of the bigger picture, which is, of course, the reason that in higher education, they make education specialized, so that you won't have any idea what you're really doing, except in your narrow little field of vision. And that way the rulers can use you as a weapon to help destroy the world. It's not a very good idea. Well, it's a brilliant idea on their part if the point is destruction, but for us to go along with it, it doesn't speak well for our intelligence. And, you know, with oil, it's a little bit different, because the oil-based and coal-based sources of energy are abundant. They're not about to run out. That was a total scam. You know, Michael Rupert, Peak Oil, the book he wrote, which I read a long time ago, I think he might have been sincere, but he was completely wrong, that there's more, it appears to be more oil generated all the time. It's not a fossil fuel. That was a misnomer to mislead us. But it's really dirty thing to use for energy. It makes mess of the air when you burn it in vehicles over time. You've heard of a place called Los Angeles and the smog they had mostly from cars. I think it's better than it used to be, but it's just not necessary. It never was necessary to burn either oil or coal for fuel. Trying to dump them now by these people that are trying to, you know, go for world government and convince everybody to live in austerity, that's not a good thing at all. But there are sources of energy generation technology that Dr. Stephen Greer and others have talked to. And I recommend, by the way, watching Dr. Stephen Greer's videos on YouTube, which are still on there, and it talks a lot about energy sources. It turns out that free and clean energy sources have been available for at least 100 years in recent times anyway. They're being suppressed, just like real health information, by government and industry in partnership with intimidation and murder. But solar and wind are not the best so-called natural energy generation technologies. They're magnetic ones. Their ability to run internal combustion engines on water instead of fuel by doing hydrolysis and getting the hydrogen out of the water molecule. That's already been demonstrated before the person who owned that technology was killed for trying to expose it to people. The problem is not the lack of technology. It's not that we need all this more research or anything. The solution's already there. It's just that they're killing the people who have them. That's the issue. And that's the real energy policy of America and most of the world right now. So that has to be solved. And I don't think the president's really aware of that in America, and as far as I can see. And the other thing is, like, not just the energy technologies, but products that are harmful to the user that you use every day, like toxic body care products and hair dyes are really bad, most of them, and makeup that has lead in it and stuff like that. And people get irritated at having to think that they have to pay attention to this stuff, but you have a choice. You don't have to. You can just ignore it and watch all these bluebirds flying around in the drug commercials on TV and all the happy people doing the hair dye stuff and how beautiful it looks, and just be blindsided by the results. And then you go to the doctor and they say, well, you just have genetics that gave you cancer, or some germ gave you this disease, or bad luck, or it just happened because you got too old. This is all real nonsense, you guys. It's not true at all. And it's basically warfare against Americans and the world. You know, also some really big government projects that I also don't think the president has a clue about yet. I mean, he may have been shown, but he doesn't show any sign of believing it or acting on it. And one of the big ones is geoengineering, which is an ongoing worldwide now, basically chemical air raid against the world, poisoning the soil and the air and the water, and putting explosive metal dust on forests like in California, and then igniting them, what it looks like was specifically targeted directed energy weapons because of the burn patterns that have been observed. You don't have normal forest fires just burning, vaporizing a house down to nothing and leaving the plants and the plastic water jugs and stuff 5 feet away untouched. That's not a normal fire. That was definitely controlled and ignited by separate technology. It didn't just happen because there was a forest fire. And this kind of stuff is going on, and it's facilitated by geoengineering, and which is, it's not just toxic metal dust, which would be bad enough, but it's bioweapons and other things mixed in with that. I think the president in the U.S. right now has great motives, and that's why they want him dead. But he has a lot of big areas of unawareness. Those have to be filled in. And that one in particular is an invasion by air of the U.S. and most countries of the world. In America, the U.S. Air Force should be taking care of that. They don't have to kill the people or shoot the planes down, but they need to escort them down to the ground, arrest the pilots, find out who the bosses are, indict and arrest them, and solve the problem. It could be stopped overnight. That, and by the way, tomorrow's guest on Lost Arts Radio is Alex Newman, and reporting from after the climate conference is over in Poland. It was in Poland. They're talking about climate change, and you're supposed to be really scared of climate change, right? Or global warming, if you prefer that. Or global cooling, you can be scared of that. And the point is, it's being used as a total scam to make you give up your rights and submit to global government and say, oh, thank God we have global government. It's going to save us and stop the changing climate. Well, no, probably not, because even if you had a total tyranny and you expected them to stop climate change, as long as they keep geoengineering going, it's not just change, which is a normal facet of history. Climate's always changing, which is not a bad thing. But they're doing climate disruption with brand new wind patterns and polar vortices and types of clouds that have never been seen before, and severe cold and severe heat going on in different areas. We just went through a big severe cold wave in the Southwest, which is not supposed to be one of those cold areas. And it's being caused by geoengineering, almost 100%. So if they stop that, then there's clearly no reason to pay carbon taxes or any of that stupid stuff. That does not do anything except make more transfer of wealth happen more quickly from the people who earn it to the people who own everything. Not the 1%, no. That is not the ones who are taking advantage of the world. It's the 0.00000, several zeros, and then a 1%. The trillionaires that created the money system, they're not after more money. They're after control and extermination of life. So that's another issue. So I guess the question is, it appears that the president in the U.S. doesn't understand any of those things yet. Hopefully he will, because there are people trying to get that information to him, some of them successful. 5G, and I think I mentioned 5G. That's one of the big ones that is just getting started, part of the Internet of Things, really, and Agenda 21 stuff, and he's supporting it because he thinks it'll create a lot of jobs, which is true. If he's oblivious to all that stuff, then why do the power structure people hate him so much and want him removed or dead? And it's because really cooperating with their plans to destroy America and most of the other countries would require him to support open borders and endless wars, two of the big ones, you know. And open borders are a big program of the Democrats, and a lot of the traitor Republicans go along with it, and certainly the media is completely complicit. And it's just, there's two things about the open border issue. One is that it's complete hypocrisy on the part of the Democrats, because Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and other leaders of the Democrat Party, Charles Schumer and other people like that, were on video from a few years back saying how important it was to have a barrier at the border in the southern U.S. and to stop illegal immigration. Obama gave all kinds of speeches on it. And now they're figuring the memory of the public is so short, nobody's going to remember that, especially the Democrats. And they're all supposed to think that because the current president wants to protect the border and stop illegal immigration and the drug flow that a lot of the dark parts of the CIA and people depend on for money to fund dark projects. Now they have to say, well, we were always against it. The border, Nancy Pelosi, one of the big Democrat leaders, said the border wall, this is a really brilliant speech she gave, it's not a wall between America and Mexico. No, I mean, obviously, that's not what it is, right? What it is instead of that is it's an immorality, like this big 30-foot or whatever size it is, immorality. It's like this monument to racism, I guess. And then if you want to protect your country, including the people from anywhere in the world that are legally in your country, you know, those are called immigrants, right? That having a border so that it wouldn't just, your country doesn't just disappear into another Honduras or something like that, that's immoral. And there are actually people who believe her. It's just totally amazing. And I was thinking about, how could anybody believe her for saying things like you shouldn't have a wall? She lives in this mansion in Northern California with a wall around it. And she said anybody with a wall is totally immoral. And there are a lot of people who believe that. I don't think it's their fault. I think there's a combination of brainwashing between the media programming and probably frequency work that's going on right now to try to eliminate people's ability to reason clearly and things like that. But so that they would need the current president to think like that too and say, oh yeah, we have to have the drugs coming in freely across the southern border, and MS-13 gang members who Nancy Pelosi said, don't be mean to them. They're God's children, and you have to, and which is true actually, but if one of God's children tries to kill you, you have to defend yourself. And if one of God's children tries to break into the country illegally and bring drugs in, that they have to be stopped. And walls do that without hurting them. It's a very good solution. As long as they have enough men on it to make sure that it's protected. And, you know, they keep track of who needs to be arrested and things like that. And what the president could do immediately, does not need the Congress, he could end the government shutdown and just drop that, is just bring the military out of other countries where they shouldn't be and put them on the southern border and build the wall right away. He doesn't need anything from Congress. He can use the military budget just like they do to build bases all over the Middle East with no discussion. And this one is legitimate, whereas that one isn't, because there's no big threat of anybody attacking us from most of those countries. It's for really different reasons. And so the current president, to please the power structure, would have to be in favor of endless wars. But he was the only candidate in the 2016 election that was against endless wars. And they know that. And now, finally, doing things that he should have done on day one of his presidency, he's saying, okay, we're now going to stop the endless wars. We're going to pull the troops out of Syria and Afghanistan and places like that, probably more to follow, which is fantastic. Everybody should forget what party they're in and say, wow, that is wonderful. We've been trying to think of how to do that, or some president to do that, since the 60s and before. Now there is one that's doing it. But no, they can't do that. They have to program everybody to think that he's terrible and undermining national security by stopping endless wars and people. I've talked to this week, believe that, because the media said so, that he's endangering world peace by stopping wars. And people say, oh yeah, that's really deep. You know, must be amazing, you know, revelation. No, it's really obviously stupid. And everybody should be supporting him from any philosophy they happen to have. So on these two things, at least he seems to understand. And that's why they still have to want him dead. It just terrifies the top-level rulers. And they know if he goes against them on those two big issues, what if he finds out the truth about geoengineering or 5G or chemical agriculture or, you know, drug and injection-based medicine, the climate change, the real big source of climate disruption, which is geoengineering, what if he finds out about that? This president would probably send the Air Force to force them down to land within one day, and they know that, and that's why he has to be gotten rid of, and they're moving fast to do it. And the consortium that is involved in that is amazing. I mean, they know that he could try to open up the suppressed energy technology, he could expose fake education, fake science, and all the rest. So they've got not only all the major global corporations allied in this agenda of destruction, but also the big social media giants, obviously, and most of the major media, like major newspapers in the U.S. and other places, they're all involved in this scam to keep everybody in the dark, which they're doing a really good job of at this point. And so now, as he's threatening to secure the southern border of the U.S. and withdraw from the foreign wars and things like that, and he's even starting to question the criminal organization controlling the American economy called the Federal Reserve, in quotes, even though it's not federal and it's not using any of its own reserves or anything like that. It just it's a name that sounds cool and it sounds powerful and like a respectable authority. No, it's a bunch of criminals. And it's this giant leech sitting on the country. And there is no economic program, whether it's from Ocasio-Cortez or the current president or the leaders of any of the major parties. None of those are going to work fully as long as that giant leech is sucking off all the value of people working in the economy. And the way it does that is by manipulation of interest rate. That can cause depressions and booms and busts and stuff. The same thing they said they would be preventing. And it's also because they issue money backed by nothing. It's called fiat currency. And every system of fiat currency in history has eventually crashed because it doesn't have any value. And if you increase the supply of fiat currency, fake dollars, by double, you say, that is taken care of by the normal market of supply and demand by making the value of each one of those dollars go down to half. And they've used that system to reduce the value of buying power of dollars by about 99% since they took over in 1913, just looking around saying, well, that's really too bad. We don't know why inflation happens. We have to control it. We know that. But we don't know why it happens. And we don't even talk about why it happens because we don't want anybody to suspect what's really going on. So that, all that together, that people are suspecting those things, and that the president is even saying, maybe I should fire the head of the Federal Reserve. And obviously he should fire the whole thing, abolish it, like John Kennedy was going to do when he got killed. And yeah, that's a risk when you do stuff like that, but it has to be done because otherwise their program is austerity and poverty and world government, which people support because of the social chaos that's being caused right now by bringing in all these terrible illegals that, you know, some of them, for the sake of their religion, are doing this mass raping and killing and setting cars on fire every night all over Europe. I guess you could call it cultural diversity, right? But it's really stupid to intentionally bring that in. But the thing is, the rulers like Merkel and others, that Macron, that have been supporting bringing that in, are not stupid on the surface. They have reasonable IQs. They're not making a mistake. They're doing it because they intend to destroy their own countries. They believe that they'll be in the elite of the world tyranny that results when their countries are destroyed, so it shouldn't be a problem. And in America, they're doing it by the UN organizing what they call caravans down in Central America and Honduras and South America, training them to hate America and come and say that we should get everything free and legal immigration is stupid. We should just break in. And there are huge numbers of those getting ready to invade right now. And the current president is responding to that, fortunately. And that's why they're ramping up the total censorship before taking him out, which hopefully doesn't work. But what we talked about as a central theme in this broadcast is the coming of complete control from within our devices. There is a phone that is being sold that doesn't have that, that looks really interesting. I'll talk about in a minute. And they're also defining more and more subjects as hate speech. In Europe, they're starting to arrest people for even mentioning the subject. And at the same time as that, the education of children in the U.S. and in Europe and the U.K. is getting more damaging. Sexualization of kids, really early gender confusion in first 5 years of life, starting with babies. And education at higher levels in colleges and Ph.D. programs and medical doctors, they're teaching them tunnel vision and so much specialization, memorization instead of learning, that they think of themselves as experts and they don't have any what you call contextual awareness of the meaning of the subject they became an expert in. So they're perfect setup to be used as tools for destruction. And the question is, you know, since we're almost out of time here, what can we do as positive countermeasures? The main thing is to educate yourself in both the details and the bigger picture, not like the specialized experts, and learn how to use what you pick up every day in everyday life, not just talk about it. and get back your health. Learn the forbidden health information. That's where I really started in the 60s. And learn that you don't have to degenerate and you don't have to have what they call normal aging and the golden years, which is where you have this hellish existence for the last 20 or 30 years of your life and then don't even know who you are. That's not normal and it's not necessary. Learn about that. And then do your inner work too. Drop the fake ego junk. Stop hating and wanting to fight with everybody and condemning everybody that doesn't agree with you. We're all on the same team. We just have been encouraged to forget that. You got to change consciousness by dropping the programming. I'm talking fast now because we're almost out of time. I always have too much. Let the forgotten real state come back. It's already there. You don't have to figure it out, which would not be possible anyway. And just stop blindly trusting experts because you're responsible for yourself and your kids and those under your protection. Regain your own inner guidance, and it's never gone away. It's always there, and it's more reliable than any outer expert. So the first step is see and separate the programs working in your own mind. If you want the most powerful way to help other people and life on this planet and, you know, even those who are doing the worst at the top levels of power, change yourself because there's a secret in that and it's very powerful. And deeper levels of that project, if you are one of the few that is ready to actually do it, check out planetaryhealingclub.com, planetaryhealingclub.com, and I'm there every week live. It's interactive, and we actually put this stuff into motion. Everything from the health that's been kept away from us so we wouldn't know how to get it back, to the consciousness change that's going to unleash abilities that you guys used to have, all of us used to have, and we still do. They're just dormant, and they can wake up again. I want that to be in time. And besides Planetary Healing Club, which is where we really get into doing that stuff, see our free videos. See them mostly on Brighteon if you can, Brighteon.com, because we need to support that more and more instead of the primary big channels. Most people are seeing them on YouTube and Facebook, which is fine. I don't mind at all. But always see if you can see them on Brighteon too, because it'll support Mike's new site, which is really important. Tomorrow night, Alex Newman reporting from Sweden at the end of the climate conference that we talked about today. And lostartsradio.com, you can keep up with us there. The Facebook group, you can communicate with other people that are interested in similar things to you and give us our feedback there, or richard@lostartsradio.com. Club meeting is going to start in half an hour. That's planetaryhealingclub.com. And I'm just really glad that you took the time to join us for all this. I'm sorry to have gone so fast, but I barely scratched the surface. It hopefully is enough to think about. And really wish you a good rest of the weekend and have a great week. See what happens that you can learn from. And meet me back here next time. I'll see you then.